pray with me, would you? Right now, Father, I run to your hiding place. I run to hide behind the cross. Father, so that everything that is said and done this morning may be to your glory. I give myself, Lord, as an instrument of your grace and your peace and your mercy. I long to be your mouthpiece this morning. So, Father, I run to your hiding place. And I pray, Lord, that when the congregation looks upon me, they see nothing but you. Father, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, good morning. I am just a little bit nervous. I have not preached up on this stage in quite some time. I work back with the children most of the time, and I would be a lot more comfortable if you guys would kind of scrooch down in your chairs and start picking on each other. You know, I would feel right at home then. And I'll just warn you up front that, you know how Pastor Rocky says, look up here? Well, if I snap my finger and tell you I will move you to the front row, that's just my way of saying look up here. So, with all that said, several weeks ago, the Lord began to lay a message on my heart, and I would work with it and mull it around a little bit and put it together, but he really never gave me any indication as to when he would want me preach it. So it was kind of back there in the back of my mind, and I would work on it here and think about it there and never really pulled it all together. But 2 weeks ago, Pastor Richard was preaching, and he was in the midst of one of those purple-faced moments. He was just preaching, and I'm sitting there thinking, take a breath, brother, take a breath. But anyway, he's preaching, and he began to speak about the prodigal son and how when the prodigal son came home, the father had the best robe for him. Not an old one, not a raggedy one, not one that was been back in the closet, but he said, get the best robe. And as he was preaching, as he was speaking, the Lord spoke to my heart and said, it's time to preach this message. I went, ooh, okay. So I leaned over to Pastor Rocky and I said, I think I want to preach. And he said, okay, you can preach next week. I said, no, it has to be 2 weeks because kids have to help me with my sermon. Well, he looked at me with that one eyebrow raised look. You know the look. And he just looks at me and is like, okay. So anyway, the kids did help me with my sermon. And I pray that the message that I talked with them about last week will help to transform and bless our hearts today. But before I share last week's lesson, there are just a few scriptures that I want to kind of plant in our hearts first. There are actually three. The first one comes from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah writes, I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and covered me with a robe of righteousness. And then Paul writes in Romans, he says, clothe yourselves with not think how to gratify the sinful nature. And then lastly, Paul writes again in Galatians. He says, you are all sons and daughters. That's Pastor Mary's input there. But we are all sons and daughters of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized in Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. I began to work on this message and try to pull it together, and I began to picture myself being clothed with Christ. And I also began to think that if I am clothed with Christ after I'm saved and baptized into Christ, then what was I clothed with before? Well, last week's lesson with the children was from the first chapter of Romans. And during that lesson, I asked the kids, what does sin look like? And I read to them several passages of Scripture. And in the Scripture that I read to the children last week, Paul lists a vast array of sin. He talks about wickedness, evil, greed, depravity, envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. Now, this is all in the same little paragraph here. He talks about gossip, slander, God-haters, arrogance, and boastfulness. Paul even says that people actually invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. Now, I have to tell you, in the midst of all of those sins of murder and evil and greed and malice and all of this stuff, Paul put in there disobeying your parents. I have to tell you, that freaked the kids out a little bit. They were like, "Ooh!" So you parents, just in the event kids ever act up, pull out Romans chapter 1 and read it to them. Let them know what disobeying their parents is, you know. But anyway, we read that scripture, we studied that scripture, and after we talked about it a little bit, I asked the kids, I said, I want you to show me what sin looks like. So they drew me some pictures, and I actually asked Pastor Rocky to put me a little slideshow together of it, and I would like you to see this morning some of our children's masterpieces of what they see sin to look like. pretty insightful, don't you think? Got some pretty creative kids. I took all of their thoughts, and I began to think, again, if we are called to be clothed with Christ, then what we were clothed with before Christ had to look pretty gross. I took some of their cards. And I put them onto a sin garment. I know this is kind of childlike, but it's very much what our children saw as sin. It's very much what Paul spoke of when he was reading off all of that long list of wickedness and evil and greed and gossip and slander and God-haters and arrogance, and the fact that we actually invent ways of doing evil. We have to come to the understanding that each and every one of us at one time in our life, maybe now, I don't know, but at one time in our life, we wore this coat. I know I did. And I may not have done every one of these things. I've not ever murdered anybody. But I've sure had hatred in my heart. I've never, I don't think I've been slanderous or malice, but I'm sure I've hurt plenty of feelings in my time. We have all worn this coat that Paul talks about, this garment that is not Christ-like. But if in fact there is this cloak of sin that we wear, then there is most certainly a garment that Jesus gives us when we accept Him. There is a garment that we are clothed in Christ. When we put it on, when we put on Jesus, when we give ourselves to Him, we are clothed in Christ. That's what God calls us to be. You know, we dress based on whatever we're going to be doing or who we are. That's the way we dress. A football player is going to dress with extra padding to protect himself, just as a firefighter is going to put on extra clothes to protect himself. A nurse, she's going to have scrubs on when she goes to the hospital. You're going to recognize her for the fact that she's a nurse. A businessman is going to put on a suit. We all dress for success, so to speak. When you see a guy in leathers and a Harley t-shirt and boots, you can pretty much guess there's going to be a motorcycle somewhere close. At the same time, if you got the boots and the jeans and the cowboy boots and the cowboy hats, there might be a horse tied up outside. We all dress for who we are and what we're doing. We all have a closet full of options for the day. Whatever we're going to be doing that day, that's how we clothe ourselves. Well, the Apostle Paul writes in his letter to the Ephesians, he says, "Put off the old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, and put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." What he is saying is that we need to put off all of these things in our life, whether there be many or few, we need to put them off and put on the full garment of righteousness and salvation that is offered to us through the blood of Jesus Christ. One way or the other, we cannot wear both of these at the same time. I cannot be clothed in sin and clothed in Christ. It does not work. One of the other is going to be prevalent, and I promise you, if you try to wear them both, this one will take precedence every single time. because the power of this world is greater than our flesh. Not the power of Jesus Christ. Don't misunderstand. If we are clothed in Christ, we are overcoming these things. But when we even hint at dabbling or playing around with the things of this world, they will push out the things of God every single time. So Paul says we have to throw off this garment if we are going to be clothed in Christ. So that's our message for the day, is that we are called to be clothed with Christ. When we accept Jesus and we get that brand new robe, the new robe of salvation and righteousness, when we first come to know the Lord, when we're first baptized, just as you guys just were this morning, I'm so happy and so proud of you. We get this new garment and we wear it so proudly. We want to tell the world, I am a new Christian. I have found Christ. I am clothed in righteousness and salvation. Praise the Lord. We want to tell our parents, our co-workers, everybody we can find. We want to tell them about Jesus. But you know, after a while, we begin to get a little laid back with the fact that we are clothed with Christ. And so we don't necessarily invent ways of doing evil. It's not so evil. I'm not going to invent ways of doing evil. I'm just going to invent new ways of clothing myself with Christ. I'm going to dress it down just a little bit. I'm still excited. I'm still a Christian, but I don't want to just wear it out all the time. I think I'll put something on that's just a little more casual. So we go out and we get ourselves another little robe that we can wear, one that's a little more comfortable, one we can just kind of roll up the sleeves and unbutton the shirt collar and be a little more casual. We're still clothed in Christ, but it's just not as it used to be. We dress it down just a little bit. See, this is a little more acceptable in the workplace. And if it gets a little hot there, I can slip it off and just kind of put it over my shoulder. I still got Jesus with me. Don't misunderstand. I got my coat. I'm just not going to be clothed in it today. I'll just take it with me just in case I need it. Casually clothed with Christ. I believe there is a passage of Scripture in Romans that Paul addressed the fact that we casually clothe ourselves in Christ. He says, although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like man. We tend to want to exchange our robe of righteousness for something that's just a little more casual. That's not what God calls us to do. He calls us to be identified 100% with Him. We are not called to look like everyone else. We are called to a life of holiness, a life pleasing to God, a life that is united and 100% identified with the person and the work of Jesus Christ. We are called to be clothed with Christ. This past week, at the bank where I work, it was Associate Appreciation Week. And so we all got to choose whatever kind of clothes that we want to wear. Because normally it's dress attire. But this week, they kind of let our hair down and we pick what we want to do. Well, one of the girls picked for Monday, that we would dress Hawaiian. So we all dressed kind of in our Hawaiian getup, and it was fun. Another girl wanted to do cartoons, something to do with cartoons. So we all wore cartoon t-shirts and jeans on Tuesday. Well, one of the girls wanted to do glamour. Just dress it up, glamour day. And so I said, oh, let's do that on Thursday. They said, okay. I was like, yes, I'm off on Thursday. I did not do glamour day. We had red, white, and blue day on Friday to honor our troops. We had pajama day on Saturday. So yesterday I went to work at Bank of America in my pajamas and my pink fuzzy flip-flop slippers. Raised a couple of eyebrows yesterday. But it was fun. But the day that I chose was Wednesday. And that was sweats day. I love sweats and a t-shirt or a sweatshirt. That's just who I am. If it was left up to me, I'd be in sweats and a t-shirt up here this morning. Jeans if I'm dressing up. So you guys be honored, because I don't do this very often. But anyway, Wednesday I got to wear my comfy clothes to work, and I loved it. I'm in sweats and a sweatshirt. I got my tennis shoes on. I'm feeling good. Well, in our spiritual closets, along with our robe of righteousness and salvation, and along with our casual shirt, many times we come up with a comfy clothes also. We come up with our Christian hoodie, so to speak, so that we can put it on and hang out with our friends. But if it gets too hot, or they start asking too many questions, or maybe Jesus begins to convict us a little bit, we can just hood up and we just don't have to talk about it. We can just get a little bit more comfortable with the fact that we need to be clothed with Christ. I'm still clothed with Christ. I'm still a Christian. I'm just a little more comfortable today. I just don't want to be dressed up. Just want to dress myself down a little bit. And a lot of times when we're dressing down, we find ourselves revisiting some of the old ways. Because when we're dressed down and we're hooded up and nobody really is looking, we can just kind of, sometimes we become a little senseless, a little faithless. We're not bad. We're not inventing ways to do evil. We're just inventing ways to wear our Christianity. We put on a little something for the Lord. But we get a little comfortable with our Christianity. But you know what? Comfortable Christianity is just one step away from complacent Christianity. Solomon speaks in Proverbs about that. He says, the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. If we can't clothe ourselves in the full righteousness and salvation of Jesus Christ, then we can't expect to receive the full benefit of all that He wants to clothe us in. We must come to understand that Jesus is our friend. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, but He is not our buddy, and He is not our pal. And He is not somebody that we can be with now and get back to you later. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And life in Jesus Christ is a constant, everyday trust in, dependence on, and identification with Jesus Christ. It is nothing less. We cannot dress him down. When we do, we insult the very sacrifice that he made. We dishonor him. The price that was paid for our salvation is so great, we can never repay that. So why would we want to wear anything less than the full garment of salvation and righteousness? The full garment that clothes us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Guys, we've got a closet full of Christian t-shirts, hats, hoodies that we wear. We've got garments that we wear that proclaim that we are righteous in the sight of the Lord. But unless our hearts are fully clothed with Christ, then everything, all of this, is nothing, Isaiah says, more than polluted rags. He says anything less than clothing yourself from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet is nothing more than polluted rags. We are clothed with compromise, or we are clothed with Christ. As I said, the robe of salvation is a free gift from God, purchased at a price far greater than we could ever repay. It was purchased with the blood of Christ. And when we make the decision to wear it, we accept Jesus as our Savior. The old has gone, the new has come, and we must never forget that our life is to be lived in constant trust in, dependence on, and identification with Jesus Christ. You know, when we had our dress down days at the bank, when we were there in our Hawaii clothes and our comfy clothes and our pajamas, we all had a great time. It was a fun week. We were being appreciated. They brought us food and it was just great. But you know, our customers were really affected by the clothes that we wore. People would look at us and think, "Are you working today?" They had grown accustomed to seeing us and had begun to respect us based on the way we looked, the way we carried ourselves, the way we conducted business with them. And when the outward appearance began to change, once we told them what was going on, they were okay with it. But you could tell it greatly affected a lot of our customers. They didn't understand. Well, clearly, our Father in heaven wants to see us clothed in holiness and righteousness. He wants to see us wearing our robe every single day, not because it pleases Him so much, and not even because it brings us joy and peace and power, but because the spiritual clothing that we have and that we wear has a tremendous effect on those around us. If we claim the name of Jesus Christ, yet we present ourselves in a way that is contrary to that, that is casual, that is comfortable, that is complacent, it has a resounding effect on the people around us. We need to realize that our Christianity, once we get it, once we get saved, it's not about us anymore. It's about those that don't know Christ. And if they don't see Christ in us, why would they want anything to do with Him? We need to be clothed from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Monday through Sunday, not just at church, not just at Awana, but in the workplace. Monday morning, Sunday night, Tuesday morning, Wednesday night, clothed in righteousness so that my colors are clear. When Jesus comes, He doesn't have to worry about my polluted rags because they have been cast off. They are no more. I wear the robe of righteousness and salvation, and I will not compromise. I will not conform, and I will not be casual about Christ. Paul writes in Romans 13, he says, understanding the present time, the hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. He says, the night is nearly over. Day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. God is saying to us this morning, I understand the world you're living in. He says, if you're weak, he says, put on the strength of my Son. God says, when you're tempted, put on my Son's righteousness. He says, when you desire to live for yourself, put on His perfect obedience and His selfless humility. And when you are on the verge of conforming to this world, clothe yourselves with the one whose victorious death has overcome this world. When you are tempted to think that you can do this by yourself, that you're doing just fine on your own as far as conquering sin, he says you need to acknowledge that life is a constant trust in, dependence on, and identification with Jesus Christ. As we close service this morning and you stand up before the Lord, I just want to ask you this morning these questions. Are you feeling weak? Do you feel tempted? Are fleshly desires becoming stronger than you can bear? Is the conforming power of the world bearing down on you? Or have you adopted the attitude that I'm doing just fine on my own? Me and God, we got an understanding. I can tell you the answer to every one of these questions is yes. Because as long as we live in these bodies of flesh, we're going to fight those struggles. But God says, you don't have to do it alone. He says, I have a robe for you this morning. All you need to do is come up here and put it on. If you need to clothe yourself in Christ this morning, as Jake sings this song, the altars are open. If you are weak, he has a robe of strength for you. If you are tempted, he has a robe for that as well. And if you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, or if you have been out there prodigal, eating with the pigs, and you want to come home and get that robe that Pastor Richard spoke of a couple of weeks ago, that's here for you too. If you have a need to clothe yourself with Christ this morning, I invite you to come. Lord, I've done all I can do, and I just turn this service over to you. I pray that the hearts of the people would be burdened to act according to your will. In Jesus' name.